English learning. English language learning is a habit-forming process. Proficiency in the understanding of the structure of the English language is attained by studying the theory, but the proficiency in the use of English can only come as a result of perfectly formed habits. No English word, form, or combination of these is known or mastered until we use it automatically, until we can attach it to its meaning without conscious analysis. We can hear English as pronounced at a normal speed by a native speaker. If we understand this sentence as it falls from his lips, if we understand it without being conscious of its form or without even realizing that we are listening to the English language, we possess that sentence. The sentence forms part of the material which we have gained as the result of a habit. Our understanding of it is automatic. We wish to speak. If the English sentence springs to our lips as soon as we have formulated the thought, if we are unconscious of the words or the form of the words contained in it, if we are unaware of the manner in which we have pieced it together, it is certain that we have produced it automatically. We have produced it as the result of a perfectly formed habit. If, on the other hand, we prepare the sentence in advance, if, as we utter it, we consciously choose the words or the form of the words contained in it, if we build it up by conscious synthesis or by a rapid translation from an equivalent sentence of our native tongue, we do not produce it automatically. We have not formed the habit of the sentence or the type of the sentence to which it belongs. We are producing it by means of conscious calculation. Students in general dislike forming new habits and avoid such work as far as possible. One reason for this is that habit forming often entails monotonous work. Another reason is that the forming of a habit and progress is not at once apparent. We know, however, that in reality, what we have learnt as the result of a habit is not only available at all times, but is also a permanent acquisition. The fear of monotonous and tedious memorizing work, the realization of the length of time necessary for each act of memorizing, induces the student to invent pretexts for avoiding such work. He declares that parrot work is not education, that modern educationalists condemn learning by rote, that the age of blind repetition is over, and that the age of intelligent understanding has taken its place. He will talk of the method of discovery, the factor of interest, and will even quote to us the law of nature in defense of his thesis. But we know that in reality, these are but so many excuses for his disinclination to form those habits which can secure him the automatism which alone will result in sound and permanent progress.